Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
No weight. It's time. It's Ebro. Exactly. It's Laura and Rosenberg. We are here, and I have tickets to Summer Jam. So if you want these tickets, you better get with the program and play a little game of Laura Never Loses. We're looking for a male and a female contestant right now to hit us up. 800-223-9797.
Oh, Ebro. Oh, Laura. Oh, Rosenberg. Yo, man, predicting what the weather's going to be like every day is it's a failed mission. It rained yesterday. There was no forecast for rain yesterday.
Right. Out of nowhere.
And then it just rained. I wonder if is there a weatherman that listens, that works like in like a real meteorologist that works somewhere? Because I want to know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Doing your job every day and being wrong. Because I'm new to this.
When you told the whole world that it's going to be this.
Prepare for this, do that, and then something else happens. Like, do they teach y'all that at meteorology school? Do you have to go through therapy to deal with that? Because I don't like leading people astray. You know what I'm saying?
You're going
to
be wrong.
You're going to be wrong. Mother Nature's unpredictable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, for real, man. Yo, also, yesterday, y'all saw it happening. All the, like, conservatives, well, at least the conservative outlets, let's just talk about that, the GOP, the MAGA maniacs, there's this, like, turmoil going on amongst them because they've led their audience, their fans, so far down the path of being against vaccines that now they're having a pandemic amongst the unvaccinated people.
Wait, what?
And so, well, because 99.5% of the new cases in people in hospital are unvaccinated people. So the pandemic as we know it is now mostly focused on people who ain't vaccinated, because they're like, you're not vaccinated and people, you're causing other people to not get vaccinated. So Sean Hannity on Fox News last night, your man's had to get up on the TV like, yo, I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccines, blah, blah, blah. And like really start caping. That wasn't the first one I saw. The somebody else had put out a clip earlier in the day of them arguing on like Fox and Friends. But they were arguing in a passive aggressive way because one of the hosts who is vaccinated was acting like, you know, there's like a gray area with the vaccines. And the other host was like, listen, we're all vaccinated. Stop acting as if there's a problem with the vaccine. Then you had the stock market start to drop because of...
They saying the Delta, right?
Because of the vaccine slowing down people wanting to go out, slowing down people being able to get back to work, slowing the economy down. So you had all of that happening yesterday. Yo.
Damn, listen, when I saw him, please take COVID seriously, I was like, wow, really now?
Is that what he was saying?
Yeah, yes. Johnny.
Take COVID seriously or the vaccine?
Both.
Wow. He's like, please take COVID seriously. I can't say it enough. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination. These are people that have been straight up spreading lies. That you're just like, whoa.
Well, and they also remember these dudes, they're all vaccinated. And when you work at Fox News, they have, you know how they had a passport system where you get your vaccine card? It's like when you get your boarding pass at an airline.
Yeah.
In the app. They use a system like that at Fox News. So all of those people that work up there is vaccinated, but they get on TV talking about there's problems with the vaccine.
I cannot.
It's hilarious.
Yo, so they getting put on the spot.
The flip-flopping is comedy.
Well, no. Y'all, we got to dig deeper than just... It's deeper than a flip-flop. People have to remember that those characters on that channel. They portray those characters because it brings them a bag, because of the, they have a very highly engaged audience that wants that content. They want that divisive content. They want that rhetoric. And so that audience that tunes into it, the people you see on that TV screen, don't necessarily believe the things that they're saying to that audience. You know what I'm saying? They do it for the ratings. They do it for the money. And I think the advertisers started really tapping them too. The advertisers started being like, listen.
Yeah, there's some pressure going on. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's, you got the advertisers, you got the stock market, and then it's a bad business when your audience is the one that's unvaccinated and the one that's dying. That means your audience is dying. So how is that a good business? That means you ain't gonna have an audience left because you told them not to protect themselves.
It's a lot. But
yo, Lord Never Loses is happening next. This is Assets.
Nah, this is Uman.
Woman, excuse me.
Yeah, man.
Doja Cat.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
I watched that Space Jam yesterday.
Oh, you watched it?
Yep.
But wait, did you watch the first one first?
No, I didn't watch the first one first.
Oh, gosh.
Issa said that her mom, who saw it back in the day, said the second one is better.
The second one is better. I had another talk with Jaja.
And he said it was better too.
Was like, nah, this is the one.
Yeah.
She said number two, Space Jam 2 is the one. Says better.
Yeah, I asked him why, because I wanted to know why, but I forgot what he said. I think he said the graphics, he liked the storyline.
Of course, that part.
Oh, no, he said
for the
that
kid, yeah.
He liked, it had more of a superhero feel, and he liked superhero movies, because this one had a specific villain.
Ah, yes, it did.
In that part, because he's into Marvel and all of those things, so this had more of that element.
Okay,
I respect it.
Go ahead, Jaja.
Yeah, I was like, all right, yeah, I wanted to know.
Yo, I teared up, man. They put the family at the forefront, you know, the father-son dynamic, the father not listening to his son, trying to, you know, pave his own path of being a video game developer. You know what I mean? LeBron putting that pressure on him. Yo, it wasn't articulated to me how much the story of LeBron was kind of woven into Space Jam 2.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like the beginning of the movie starts with a young LeBron. In the hood, you know, getting pressure put on him by his basketball coach to pay attention and focus. And, you know, then later on it shows him with his own sons putting that same pressure on his own sons. One of the sons is responsive. His other son is a little kind of like, but that ain't really who I am, Dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which forces LeBron to become a more aware, in-tune father. And even his wife, the mom, it's not his wife in real life, but the woman who plays his wife in the movie of Space Jam, is like, you need to have more time with your son. He's like, I'm spending time. We was just playing basketball. She was like, non-basketball time.
Right.
He was like, well, what's that? What do you mean? You know what I mean? And it kind of showed that one did how a parent can be so hyper-focused on getting them their children to a specified goal that they want for their children, mm-hmm. that it can push their children away.
That's a fact. That's,
you know what I'm saying? And so, it's, yeah, that, but that, seeing that dynamic, I don't know if they went that deep in Space Jam 1, fams.
They definitely did not. They definitely did not.
You know what I mean? And then how, like I told y'all, positive image of the black family gets my vote every time.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that it was really one versus the other. But, I mean, if you're going to do one versus the other, yes, then part two has a lot more elements that.
You know, I had to start an unnecessary beef show.
I know. I see that.
And, and by the way, Skip Bayless and what's their show? He tried to act like Jordan's version is better than LeBron, and that's why LeBron will never be better than Jordan. Another feather in the cap of Jordan, the reason he's better than LeBron. Yo, Skip Bayless, I'm about to hit you with the congratulations. You played yourself.
At 7 o'clock, why?
Because the youths who the movie is made for is saying Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
So you can take your old ass over in the corner, sit down, shut up, Skip Bayless.
Yeah, Space Jam 2 is the joint. It is the one. For several reasons, just so many reasons. And Don Cheadle was great. You know what I mean? Al G Rhythm. You know what I mean?
Al G Rhythm.
It added a whole element.
It's a big time inside job in Space Jam 2, right? Because Dame Lillard plays this one character, Laura. And the inside job is both Dame Lillard and the producer Coogler is from Oakland. So it feels like they put Dame Lillard in the movie to really, like, outshine LeBron in one scene.
Oh, God.
some real Bay God. Area business.
I got to watch it. Yes. All right. But we got tickets to give away, y'all. I have these Summer Jam tickets. Oh, we got people, man, on the line.
Here we go now. Summer Jam, August 22nd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Just added the baby, Polo G, alongside Meek Mill, Migos, Sweetie. You got Megan Wright and friends, Swiss Beats with the New York City tribute for DMX, Rowdy Rebel, Bobby Shmurda. It's going down in there, boy.
Yo,
who we got, Shawnee?
We got Trina.
Underline.
Hi, my name is
Hi.
Trina.
Hi. Hey, night. Trina, good, how are you?
China.
Good morning. Good. Oh, wait, what is it?
China.
China, not Trina.
I thought it was Trina. China. China.
Your mama name you China?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Because, you know, people be asking if that's a stripper name, don't they?
Yeah.
Keep it 100.
No.
Nobody ever asked you that?
Nobody ever.
No.
Yeah.
All right, China, we'll play along. China, where are you calling us from right now?
I'm calling from Wine Dance, Long Island.
Wine Dance in the building, Long Island. What's happening? China's on the line. We got Rick on the line, too, for some shenanigans to go after these Summer Jam tickets. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
Rick, where are you calling us from, fam?
Hello? Yeah, I'm from the Bronx.
BX,
where are you going to get money this morning, Rick? Where you headed?
NYC Parks.
There it is. Shout to the Parks. Keeping things clean, keeping those bathrooms. Are y'all putting new bathrooms in all the parks or just where the rich people live?
Rich. Nah, they trying to.
Yo, man, because they got to it quick in the rich neighborhoods. We need new bathrooms in the park, fam. Come on, man.
Yeah. Right now in my district, they're building up 2 new bathrooms. So.
Okay, all right. Okay, Rick, rent for your squad. All right, China, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
I love you, Ero. We're going with Laura.
There you go.
All right, China. Let's go.
That's what you're supposed to do. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Which two groups will be battling
Ebro? The Dipset and the Lox.
That is correct, Dipset. Rough Riders. Which athlete famously broke 4 track and field.
Ebro. That would be FloJo. Florence Griffith Joyner.
Incorrect. No? Which athlete famously broke 4 track field records in one afternoon?
Oh, what wasn't that? Owens?
Jesse Owens is correct.
Jesse, yes, he did. Yes.
Jesse, which anti-match rapper?
Laura.
Laura.
Anti-mask rapper. I mean, I'm only going to go with Wiz because he said that. Wiz he was like, Khalifa. Yeah, I can keep those masks.
He don't do Wiz like that. I don't know if he's that far gone.
He now has COVID, correct. Which element is said to give bone strong?
Ebro.
Calcium. That is correct. Tie game. Who allegedly ruined 30K?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Who allegedly ruined 30K of...
3, 2, 1.
DJ Khaled.
Maybe so, but incorrect. Who allegedly ruined 30K of Safari's items with bleach and paint?
Erica Mena.
Erica Mena. Laura Wiz.
Laura Wiz.
That means China Wiz. China, you going to summer jam.
I was too quick on the draw on that last one. Sorry, yeah,
one
Rick.
One more word, you'd have got it.
Man.
Safari.
No problem.
Yeah, man. Well, shout out to the Parks Department. China, who you shouting out today?
Everybody, you all have a great day.
Oh, nice. China, you acting mad low, son. What you up to, son? Yo, you acting real funny style on the box.
She ain't shouting no kids, no boo, yeah, no
nothing,
husband.
Nothing.
She's like everyone.
I shouting out my mom. She's sitting next to me.
Oh, Mom Duke's in the car. That's why she keeping it low. Okay. All right. Act accordingly.
Thank you so much, Laura.
Now, you take your mom to Summer Jam, though?
Yes, I would.
I would. Wait, I don't know. Yo, hang on. Let's get. Yo, she's wild,
baby. She's good with the answer.
Yo, put on hold, man. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, big story.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, we'll talk about Megan Thee Stallion. She said this particular magazine cover set. She said it was a dream come true. So I'll let you know about this coming up. Flashing lights. She looks amazing.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2021.
Make some noise!
Just added me, the baby.
Go.
I be hitting the stage and performing all my hits.
My little, she's a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no jokes.
Just added.
Yo, this is Polo G.
You can do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2000 a minute.
Plus.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your boy A Boogie with the hoodie.
Come back at it.
Special guest Rowdy Ribble and Bobby Shmurda.
Migos in the building. We're going to be at Hot 97 Summer Jam this year.
Meek Millie will be in the building.
Stop! Drop!
Swizz Beatz presents a New York tribute to DMX.
Shut down! Shut!
Yo, what it do is the big bag, big speaker, money bag, yo.
The Heavy Hitters present CJ and Friends featuring L Alpha and Farrugo. DJ Megan Wright and Friends.
This is Sweetie. See you at the show.
August 22nd at MetLife Stadium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
That's that loose talk right there, boy. Yo, young ladies, you hear a dude talking like that? Reckless. Don't go for it.
When he say, I'm probably going to drown one a minute?
I'm going to drown one a minute. She's going to make a lot of noise one a minute. And she probably going to have a child when I'm finished.
My Lord.
Yeah, no, thanks.
You're gone too far.
Yo, man. Hopefully somebody at home talking to these young ladies. When them dudes, reckless ass rappers, street dudes, and all talking about they trying to get somebody pregnant, but they ain't got no future plan. You don't know what they future holds.
Right.
Hold on, fams.
Hold on, nah.
You're not signing me up to a life of your shenanigans.
Word.
Hold on, doggy. I wonder, Laura, do you think that, you know, when you're at a pivotal crossroads in your life as a young person, and you make a rush, brash decision like that, like having a child with somebody that you don't really know what your future holds and you don't know what their future holds. Do you think people ever stop and think about the decision they made or why they, what was going on with them to make that decision at that time?
I mean, from what I hear, yeah, from my friends who had kids very early.
Talk to me.
They said they weren't. They were just in love and thought that this was it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You just think in love and connection.
Yeah.
And you're so blinded by emotion that even people trying to talk sense into you.
Yep.
You can't even hear it. You can't even see it.
People can't even, they don't truly, truly understand the responsibility of a child.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, that's the beginning of, when you're having a child young, that's the beginning of your independence and your idealistic or over-idealistic about the world, you know, and love and possibilities. And that connection feels like this is everything. That's that first real love and you're ready to jump out the window with it. You know what I'm saying? Risk it all, baby.
Yo, and it's terrible too, because later on in life, you know you made an error, right? Potentially, not necessarily. And things may have worked out, right?
It depends, because there's some people who had children really young, but they're partners and they were very present, whether their relationship worked out or not. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And there's some disasters, just disasters. Oof.
What do you think the percentages are there, Laura?
I don't know.
50-50?
Yeah, I believe it would be like 50-50. Maybe even 60-40. Maybe even 70-30.
No.
I don't know.
Let's be positive.
I don't know.
Yo, let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So congrats to Megan Thee Stallion on becoming the first female rapper to grace the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
With that body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Really?
Yeah, she looks amazing.
First female rapper.
Yes. And you know who else, too? Naomi Osaka, another one that looked amazing.
Wow.
Wait, Naomi Osaka's in Sports Illustrated now, too?
Yes.
I ain't catch the memo.
Are the pictures out?
Yeah. Run your Google.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. She put it up on her page.
Yeah, go to their pages or go to the Sports Illustrated pages.
Naomi out there on the beach.
I love it. And they look super comfortable. They did it their way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love it. Ebro, I don't know if you... Yesterday, I got caught, man. I was on Twitter, and I saw that disgusting human, Megyn Kelly.
I saw that.
She was coming for Naomi Osaka, to the point where Naomi Osaka blocked her.
Well, Megyn Kelly was saying, when did you do all these photo shoots? I thought you wasn't doing any media.
Yeah, just making fun of her mental health situation. She was like, you know, for someone who's so blah, blah, blah about mental health, I was like, you had time to take these photos. And then Naomi Osaka answered pretty much like cooked her. And then I'm trying to pull up these tweets. Hold on.
Well, Naomi was like, well, because on Naomi's page, she has a Vogue cover and a Sports Illustrated cover. She's got a Barbie thing she did. You know, they put out that Barbie. And basically, Megyn Kelly was like, I thought you wasn't doing media. I thought the mental health, da, 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 da. And then tried to make it like a political thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because Naomi Osaka, remember, has been outspoken on behalf of the Breonna Taylors and Black Lives Matter. So she's definitely a target for the right and anybody that wants to figure out an opportunity to tear her down. But at any rate, she responded by saying, basically, you work in the media. You know these things are done like a year in advance. I'm sure you've done articles that have come out later. I shot these like last year. Relax. And then blocked her on Instagram. I mean, on Twitter.
And then ended it with something like, do better. You know what I mean? Whatever, man.
And they look good. They do look good.
She looks amazing. They both look great.
Yeah,
man. Yo, you know what we need to talk about, Laura Stiles? We didn't spend no time on Jim Jones and Styles P going at each other on Instagram.
Oh, my
What?
I haven't been keeping up. What's going on?
Well, I mean, Jim Jones and Styles P is talking ish to each other, getting ready for this Versus.
I mean, they're trying to spice it up.
Trying. They going hard on each other.
Oh, my gosh. In?
Yeah, I think Styles started it. I think.
Listen, we're going to tune in regardless. We're patiently waiting.
But you know these dudes. These dudes, they got to say what they got to say.
We're excited.
Yo, this is going to be fun. When is it again? What's the date?
August 3rd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're like, let's spice this up a little bit.
Yeah.
I love those dudes.
Styles P said, this was like a couple, 3 days ago. He said, the face you make when you plant-based, but you know you got to eat a few birds on August 3rd.
Wow.
That's good. Okay, Styles.
Wow. And then he put up a picture of the Dipset bird with his head getting chopped off.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Yeah. And then the next post was like, on site when I catch that N-word, they laced my homie Jim Jones. They laced his weed. And it's Styles P driving mad fast to try to save Jim Jones. Then he put up another one where he picks up this 250-pound dude on his shoulders because Jim Jones was like, yo, do we need to put the pull-up bars on stage? Blah, 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 blah. And then Jim Jones is talking his mess. I got to go to his page. But it's fun. They having fun with it. Yeah.
But we're excited about August 3rd, man. That's going to be great versus.
Yeah. Dipset versus the Lox.
Let's go. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:05. Today's a high of 88 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Eid.
That's right. Jim Jones put up a picture of the Lox pack. Saucy Extracts dropping a new strain on August 3rd. The Lox pack, only sold at Madison Square Garden for one night only. You get this Zaza. I'm done for today. LOL. Somebody tell Styles P and Jada Kiss Chic Luke, we got a discount on them plates. LOL. They talking that talk.
I'm gonna be tuned in.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, step to me,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good money. Yo, I'm not even going to try to attempt to tell y'all what the weather going to be like. It's summertime. It's July. Figure it out for your damn self. I'm tired of being wrong.
Real.
Yo, don't man, I really know. Be trying to do my best up here every day. Like, yo, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Fam, ain't nobody said it was going to rain yesterday. There was nowhere I saw. Did you see that, Laura?
No. I was walking with my baby in the carriage, and all of a sudden, it just started coming down. I'm like, oh, my God.
So, wait, what time did that happen?
Like, 1, I think. Was it 1 o'clock?
Damn.
Well, did it happen by you, Cass? Did it rain?
No, actually, I woke up to rain in the morning yesterday.
Mm. Wow.
Yo, man. Hit me with the button for caring so much about the weather.
Congratulations.
You're dark sky.
You played yourself.
I done bought an app. I'll be following the maps and everything. Yo, man, I'm a failure. I need to speak to a weatherman who does this for a living and figure out, like, do you feel like a complete failure when you get it wrong?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Issa's the best weather person we have. He's always on point.
Always, she'll tell you what she's wearing. That's it.
Yeah.
Here's what
yeah.
you should wear. I don't know what the weather gonna do, but here's what you should do. Facts.
Facts.
Super duper facts. Other facts apparently are becoming a thing for the political pundits that work at Fox News. They're deciding it's a good idea to pay attention to the facts, which is if you don't want to go to the hospital and you don't want to die, your best option is to take the vaccine. Because they done turned tail and changed their tune. Here goes Sean Hannity last night.
Just like we've been saying, please take COVID seriously. I can't say it enough. Enough people have died. We don't need any more deaths. Research
is
like crazy. Talk to your doctor, your doctors, medical professionals you trust based on your unique medical history, your current medical condition, and you and your doctor make a very important decision for your own safety. Take it seriously. You also have a right to medical privacy. Doctor-patient confidentiality is also important. And it absolutely makes sense for many Americans to get vaccinated. I believe in science. I believe in the science of vaccination.
Really? Is that what you believe? Hit Sean Hannity with the button.
Wow.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Who you got hitting buttons in there, Shawnee?
DJ John.
Hit yourself with the button.
Yo, put the sandwich down, family. Come on, dog.
What are you doing, man?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, when did we decide that was a good idea?
Shawnee did.
It's been happening for a while.
No, Shawnee was lazy.
He distracted today.
Shawnee was lazy. He didn't want to hit the button.
Wow, you calling a black man lazy?
Oh,
hit this guy with the button. Wow.
Man.
Wow. Shawnee holds everybody down. You got the nerve to fix your lips. Disrespect. We'll deal with you in a minute. Shut up, John. Laura, what's on your list?
This person is trash, but... So, speaking of conservative pundits, Megyn Kelly... She accused Naomi Osaka of not being genuine about her recent decision not to conduct media interviews, you know, citing mental health concerns. She said that Naomi Osaka was, she was basically just making fun of her because she, like we discussed earlier, was just in a cover of Sports Illustrated. I think she had another, I think it was a Vogue cover where she looked phenomenal. So, she was just basically making fun of her. Naomi Osaka was like, look, seeing as you're a journalist, I would assume that you would take time to research what the lead times are for magazines. If you did that, you would have found out that I shot all my covers last year. Instead of your first reaction is to hop on here and spew negativity. Do better, Megan. Then she ended up blocking her, as she should. Then Megan just kept taunting her, saying, look, Naomi Osaka blocked me, taking a shot at me because she's only tough on the courts. She's apparently arguing that she shot her covers last year before claiming she was too socially anxious to deal with the press. The truth is she doesn't like questions she can't control. Admit it. Megyn Kelly is disgusting, guys. Like, picking on Naomi Osaka,
right?
That's what you choose to do?
Find something else to do. What's wrong with you?
What?
Well, see, hit Megyn Kelly with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But then also hit us with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Didn't Megyn Kelly fail as a talk show host already? What show is she on? Didn't she already try to make a move and get a big bag, and then the show she went to, they ended up canceling it anyway?
I don't know, but yeah, she's truly doing this just to stay relevant and to feed into her disgusting fan base.
And because Naomi Osaka is a black woman who takes a stand against police brutality and speaks out on behalf of people like Breonna Taylor, who were murdered at the hands of the police and the police trying to cover it up. So hit the button on that, too, because you know she's only attacking her because she knows.
You played yourself.
She knows her fan base likes seeing her attack people of color.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
All that big willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, you know what racists like to do? They like to come after people of color.
That's right.
That's right.
That's what they do.
There's a historical trend that you could pay attention to with regard to that.
It sounds like you're saying what white people. White racists, right?
Well, those, in this society, those are the racists.
They like to come after people of color.
It's tough to be a racist when you don't really have any social power like most minorities, Sean. Which is why people say that black people and people of color can't really be racist, because you don't really have any social power like that.
Man.
The way society is set up for the white privilege, for the privilege and the white supremacy. Those are the racists, guys. That's how it works. On the way, curved. People get curved every day. We're going to laugh at somebody else getting curved. Next, plus Summer Jam tickets immediately after that. It goes down August 22nd. MetLife Stadium. Bobby Shmurda, Rowdy Rebel just added DaBaby and Polo G. More to be announced. Ooh. Swizz Beatz on stage bringing his compadres of New York City to do a DMX tribute. Tickets at Ticketmaster now. Remember, MetLife Stadium, August 22nd. Let's go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
So everybody try to act like the stock market fell apart yesterday.
Did it not?
It dropped, but it's still above 30,000. The Dow Jones is still above 30,000. So it feels like everybody panicking because of the Delta variant out here. Yesterday, you had, you know, it came to a head, especially on with the MAGA maniacs and their spokespeople on Fox. You know, because hosts on Fox, it started coming out yesterday that Fox News, they have the passport system where you have to show your vaccination, you know, situation when you show up to work.
For Fox?
For Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
But they get on the air questioning the vaccine, mm-hmm. acting like there's problems, et cetera, et cetera. And I get where people want to say, look, it's your choice. I get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the same people that want to take abortion choice away from women. So do you really believe in choice? Man. Or are you just stoking fear around the vaccine because you see that your audience engages with that?
So are they saying don't take the vax and they're just big liars?
Some on Fox. Have said that.
Yet are vaccinated, Shawnee.
But they're vaccinated,
though. Right. Because I have seen one of the Fox reporters who's like, I took the vax, but I have questions. Like, what's going on?
That's a clean question.
Right.
That's clean.
But some are like just fronting like, nah, I don't trust this thing.
Or meanwhile, just overplaying the problems with the vax, but you're vaccinated.
Right.
So you're in a elite position on a platform with money, and your audience is, you know, not in your circumstances and not doesn't necessarily research the information you do, and you think it's a good idea to jump up on the airwaves and act like people shouldn't be getting vaxxed. And so yesterday, when the stock market started to tumble a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Sean Hannity, you know, he's the main dude up there. He made sure to get on the airwaves.
Wow.
And try to bring some, because the word was that it down to, you know, on the in the people trading stocks are fearful of what the Delta variant is going to do to a lockdown, a new lockdown.
Yeah, it's gonna get thick this winter.
That's what Shawnee said.
Yeah. I think as the cold season pulls into you know, our area, that and more people start to get sick, there's going to be a lot of pointing fingers. There's going to
remember,
mm-hmm.
the vaccine protects from death, extreme sickness, and going to the hospital.
Yeah, that's it.
There are people who are vaccinated that are showing some, I've heard stories in my personal life with family members vaccinated, still have some symptoms, not that bad, no big deal. And got positive coronavirus. I mean, that's a thing for sure. The vaccine is to keep people from dying. So all of these cases that we're seeing with the Delta variant and everybody that's in the hospital is unvaccinated.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
So the fear is, do the ICUs and things get overrun again? Do the hospitals get overrun again with people who aren't vaccinated? Because if that happens, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a big financial problem. And that's why the stock market was behaving the way it was behaving yesterday. But it's still above 30,000, so it's just panic. But still, nonetheless, I wanted to put that out there for y'all. Because small businesses and employers, I don't think they can withstand another lockdown.
I don't think so, man. Nah. Businesses barely.
And that's
barely
why. Can. And that's why Fox News is changing their tune.
Yeah, they put the muscle behind them dudes. Like, yo, what you doing, fam? Stick to the script. Cut it out.
Because if this lockdown come again,
not stick to the script or change the script.
Change your script.
Change the script.
Right, change your script.
Yeah,
change your script.
Because if this lockdown comes, all that advertising dollars, because I tell y'all firsthand account up here at Hot 97 and radio, the advertising been slow.
Oh, it's been rough everywhere.
And people been losing jobs.
Yeah.
And so the advertising ain't picked up. So you best protect your neck, because if this thing go back to a lockdown, it's going to be some layoffs.
Yeah, I don't see them trying to stop the economy. Not again, not the way 2020 hit. So the drastic measures are coming now. And anybody who's
Shani, if
who's
people
going
start
against
dying,
the grain.
Yo, if people start dying again.
Economy shut down.
Well, businesses are going to shut down because they don't want to be liable for somebody dying.
Right.
You got to remember that part. They're not just going to be like, oh, well. Nah, people going to be suing. It's going to be lawsuits. It's going to be all type of things. People try to protect themselves. They don't want to die. People got family members. And then you got people who just won't be showing up to work. They like, nah, I'm not. Uh-uh. So it could get nasty.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. Where the gurus unite to guide you.
Yes.
Shine the light. Your yes. darkness. Shani yes. Coulter, burn sage.
Cleanse the energy.
And I'll lead you in breathing exercises.
The highest of the high.
Dear gurus, from a really young age, I took on the parent role in the family. Mm-hmm. Our parents weren't reliable emotionally, physically, just all around unstable. So I had to step up and fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. This deeply affected the relationship I have with my little sister. I'm still a big supporter of her. As an adult, I'm working on myself, setting healthier boundaries with my family. I'm learning, guys. But I'm really bad at setting boundaries with my sister. I habitually overextend myself and feel guilty saying no, especially with her. Recently, she was complaining about her kitchen cabinets. She hates them. And her husband do not have the budget for new ones. And she's very pregnant, by the way. So I agreed to sand them down, repaint them, switch out the hardware, build a new shelving altogether. I told her I'd take a week off of work to get it all done. But after our conversation, I felt overwhelmed just with the thought of all that work. I'm mad at myself, honestly, for getting, you know, caught up in all of this. I'm basically gifting them my vacation time. It's not my responsibility, and I shouldn't have offered. This type of thing happens often, and my generosity is expected and not reciprocated. How do I get myself out of this without hurting her feelings? I'm troubled, and I need help. Love, in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, he wants to be anonymous.
Yeah. This is a personal character, I don't want to say flaw, but I guess trait. And I know a few people who are like this, where they overcompensate. I think, well, this person is overcompensating, but they often self-sacrifice, right? Because you're the parent child, or you were the child who had to become the parent. Right. So you kind of always want to take the responsibility. It's the always, I'll do it. My mother's like that. I'll do it. I'll do it. But then doesn't really want to do it, but feels obligated to always jump in, right? Or hoping that somebody else will help, but other people don't. And then they start to expect you to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, always be the superhero or savior. And you don't really want to be that person, but you keep volunteering. So this, I think this is a personal thing that you're going to have to work out, because now people have been become dependent on you being that person, and you don't know how to say no. Now you're sacrificing your vacation, it's that and the third, da da da. How do you not hurt her feelings? Her feelings are gonna get hurt because she's used to you always saving her life.
Yeah, but you have to put, you have to make sure that you put up healthy boundaries for yourself.
There you go, boundaries. Right. That was the word I was waiting for. Boundaries.
Wow. Right. Well, that's the where he has to start beginning now. Because what I'm saying is, it's not just about that person. This feels like something that you have to internalize and figure out your boundaries in general, and know that it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
Don't be the person always taking the hot potato, like, and feel like you have to get burnt because you've sacrificed yourself. Like, it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
I had this conversation with my mother all the time. Say no. Say no.
To your question, to answer your question, sir, how do you tell her that you don't want to do it without hurting her feelings? You can't.
Exactly.
Hurt her feelings. So you got to tell her.
Well, and then also, too, as an adult, you got to say, it's either hurt myself or hurt somebody's feelings. Because at a certain point, overextending yourself begins to hurt you physically.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you're not getting the support you need, the sleep you need, the calm you need, the relaxation you need to even be able to be there for the people you want to be there for, because you've overextended yourself.
Right.
So now in a time of need, you're not even healthy enough to rise to the occasion when it's for real important. Right.
Because these cabinets are not for real important.
They can wait.
No. Right.
They are can not. Wait. Right. So yeah, just you have to start setting some healthy boundaries. And it doesn't mean you love her less. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just speak to her and be like, hey, listen, I would have to give up my vacation time in order to do this. And I really need my vacation time. So I'm not going to be able to do this for you. Maybe later on I can help. Or, I don't know, find something else. But
and
just
apologize for maybe overstating what you were willing to do.
Yeah,
you know what
I like
I'm saying?
That.
Like, I'm sorry. I know I said I was going to do this, that, and the third, but I realized that it's a bit much for me. You know what I'm saying? And then set your boundary.
Fam, you got to put yourself first. Because if you're not healthy and you're not happy, you can't help anybody. So set some healthy boundaries. So say Los Gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
And the truth is best served cold. So don't beat around the bush. Just say, hey.
Maybe in the form of iced coffee cubes.
Tie it. Exactly.
Yo, shout out to the iced coffee cube.
Just give it some.
Yo, can you share? Is that you just, she poured room temperature coffee in an ice tray?
Yeah.
So how do you have it? You just throw some ice cubes, cubes in a cup and pour water over them? Or how do you do it?
No. Have coffee, right? Just not as much coffee.
Okay.
And then put the cubes in there.
And then they melt, and then it cools off all the coffee.
Right. So it's like, you know when you go to Dunkin' Donuts or anywhere, and you get an iced coffee, and they put real ice in it, and it kind of melts and waters down the coffee?
Yeah.
If you have an iced coffee cube, you're going to be melting coffee into the coffee, so you lit.
Genius.
Your wife's a genius, bro.
And she loves you.
And she loves you.
On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Yo, coming up in Flashing Lights, guys, we got to talk about this Jeff Bezos going to space. It's happening today.
The white people, the rich white people leaving.
Part two.
The rich white people are leaving.
Cover up, Flashing Lights.
Dunkin' Donuts, holla at me, man. Let's make this a thing.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag.
41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Hey, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, the phone line's open, fellas. This could be a layup for you, what I'm giving you today. You know, because every day goes by and you know, you're dealing with work, you're dealing with the kids, family, whatever it is you're dealing with, right? You know, trying to figure it out. Trying to improve the life for you and your loved ones each and every day, fellas. Something happens, though, and you realize, wow, she loves me. It might be the smallest little thing that she don't even, but it clicks like, wow, somebody got my back, man. And the reason I say this is a layup is because acknowledging the little things can go a long way. So I'm helping fellas today.
Okay.
You know how many dudes is in the car right now? Like, oh man.
Just a little. But why? Oh man. Why is it got to be like that?
Because it's a little pressure. You know, the women is right next to them in the car.
She might have just poured you a fresh cup of coffee this morning.
Okay.
And thought about you and brought you the coffee before she fed the kids. She put you at the top of the list this morning, man. She loves me.
I make sure my man takes his vitamins while he's between his calls.
She loves you, bro.
She loves you.
Yo, right. The reason I thought about this is because I could be in the middle of work, I could be interviewing, man, Jesus Christ could have said, listen, I want to be on Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. My lady will walk in and be like, yo, did you eat? You need some food?
Right.
Yo, this lady loves me, man. She don't care what's going on. Did you eat?
She gonna make sure.
I don't care about who, what, when, where, nothing.
To anything. It could be
bruh.
She brings me a napkin when I'm eating to make sure that I got something to clean my hands.
That's it, bro. You know
or saying? She think I'm sloppy.
She loves you, right, man.
Okay, she loves
me. It ain't got to be no big thing.
She loves me.
To open the lines up for fellas. You could call in and you could be like, yo, she does X and that reminds me that she loves me.
Wow. Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
This, exactly.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Okay. I walk in the door, she hit me with that hand sanitizer. Like, here, let me clean your hands, baby. Uh-huh.
Well, that's she loves herself. She don't want you bringing exactly. that Rona in the house. She loves herself. She loves you too. Exactly. But just so you know, I love this house also.
Right. Don't bring nothing to me.
Yeah.
Love, man.
That's love.
Love.
That's love. That's love. That's love.
You know, making sure, you know, whatever. You have clean clothes.
Yo, Laura, that vitamins look right there. I don't know if he knows, and I don't know if you are doing it and that's the cool thing about this conversation is Laura's just doing that because
she loves him.
Right. She loves him. But it's not a thought. She's not doing it to like get credit for it. It's not. It's natural. It's happening naturally. That's what makes it even more.
I know he doesn't think about that, so I make sure that he takes.
Because you got his back. Because you love him.
Like for example, like right. I like to drink coffee cold, like with some milk, and you know, kind of like an iced coffee type of thing.
Okay.
So usually I have to leave the coffee out so it gets cold. You know what my wife did? She made me coffee ice cubes.
Wow.
Who would have thunk it?
Wow. Yo, that's love.
One day she was like, nah, hold on, I got you here. I'm like, whoa, what? How?
Wow. That's super love.
That is. That's not just a napkin or sanitizer.
That's
work.
Yeah, that's work right there. That's work.
See, a lot of people, they call into our show every day because they want to figure out if their person is ride or die.
That's
they
right.
figure like you gotta go to jail or be in dire.
No,
it's not that deep to find out if the person loves you.
Sometimes you just need some iced coffee, ice cubes.
That's it.
Coffee ice cubes,
and you know they a rider.
Yo, my girl was doing the laundry the other day. She noticed that one of my drawers had holes in it. She threw that joint out. Got me some fresh draws.
Because we will wash them suckers for 10 years.
I may not have ever noticed.
I ain't even know there was a hole in them joints. Yeah, these my favorite joints.
She was like, yeah, nah, these got to go. That's love.
That's love.
That's
so
love.
We got Mike on the line.
Yo, fellas, those moments when you realize she loves you. Mike, what you want to say, man? What's that moment, man?
Oh, man. Guys, morning. A couple years ago, I had torn my quad tendon, had surgery on my knee. And after surgery, sometimes you don't go number two for a while. That's the thing after surgery. So it comes to about now it's getting on to like almost a whole week.
Oh my God.
A whole week. Oh, it's crazy. So, and she had to like dress the wound and everything.
Oh, man.
Do all that and wrap it all up.
This is one of those points. You was at your worst right here.
Right.
She went up in there and got the deuce for you?
Oh, my God. No, well, coffee was what finally did it. And then, you know, a week's worth, while she's dressed in the knee, Oh, my God. I swear to God.
And she's still in a relationship with you.
We're happily married to this day.
Oh, man. Shout this woman out. Cleaned up your doo-doo, cleaned up your wounds, and stayed with you. Say her name and say it loud.
That's right. Shout out to Annalena. I love you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's love right there.
That's love.
More than a moment. That's a lifetime.
That's a fact.
You doo-dooed on yourself?
And?
She cleaned it?
She cleaned you up a week's worth?
Marcellus on the line.
Marcellus, tell us that moment. It don't have to be as big.
Everyone.
Yo, peace and blessings, man. It don't have to be as big as the last dude. You know, he talked about a week worth of deuce.
My Lord.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be that big. Yeah, it could be something just thoughtful, like Cass One's wife. He likes cold coffee. She made him coffee ice cubes.
Wow. Let me tell you, what does it for me, and this might be a little crazy, but just the eye contact, man. When we fight or if we getting along, she give me that eye contact straight in my grill, bro.
Ooh. He's like, yo,
and for me, this woman loves me. It's like she looking through my soul, like she already know my future when I look at her.
That's beautiful. That sounds like she either loves me or she's going to murder me. It's a thin line.
Yo, it's a thin line. Dave on the line.
Dave, yo, fellas, we talking about that moment, those little bitty moments throughout the day where you know she loves you.
Yeah, I like that eye contact, too.
Eye contact is real, but eye contact is scary, too. Let's
What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's going on?
What's that moment, Dave, where you know she loves you, man?
Well, I'm from Jersey, so, yeah, I mean, I guess the beginning of the relationship, she pretty much made it comfortable for me to take my socks off.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's a real thing right there.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, wow, that's all he's going to say. You're going to leave it there.
Just leave it right there.
Just leave it there.
She made you comfortable enough to take your socks off. What is love?
Yes, sir.
Yo, hang on, bro. Your phone. Hey, yo, that's love, though.
Yeah.
He knows it's real. I took my socks off.
Yo, she must love him.
And she didn't run from my feet. She loves me. She loves me.
Facts. This is Gallo.
Gallo, that moment. It could be small that you know she loves you, man.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I want to say to the whole crew, man, you guys make my morning every morning on my way to work right now.
That's love.
I want to give a shout out to everybody in Hackensack. Listen, real quick, just this girl right here, been married about, 3 years now? But we've been together for about a good 25. Nice. And this woman every day looks out, vitamins every morning, make sure I'm dressed correct.
Wow.
I mean, she makes my barbershop appointments.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not lying to you. And talk about the food. I mean, home cooked, morning food, afternoon, lunch.
Yo, man, you're living the life, man. Hey, man, don't F it up, bro. Don't F.
No doubt, man. I mean, just like right now, this morning, I completely forgot my glasses.
calls me right big, real quick. Calls me real quick. Did you leave? No. I'm outside. Your glasses. Comes right down and brings me my glasses. Didn't even know what he means. Didn't even ask.
That's love.
Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Beautiful. And you know, I'm on positive vibes today. You know how you know I'm on positive vibes? Because I was going to ask dude that just called, how many times has he effed up, though?
I know, because he sound like he's just sloppy and don't do nothing right.
Yo,
like, you left your keys, like, I'm about to say my mom loved me, too. You know what I'm saying?
Wait for me,
bro. But big up to Gallo. Oh, he's still there. Peace, bro.
Yo, peace, Gallo. The Cash One, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, is flashing lights time. Happy birthday, Pop Smoke.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
So it's happening. Part two. Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, is prepared to blast off into space.
Hashtag Whitey in space.
Wow. It's happening today. At what time, Caswell? You said 9 a.m.?
Yeah, 9 a.m. supposedly is the liftoff.
Wait, so what's the deal, guys? Is he going to space or not? Because people were saying the other guy, Richard Branson, like was like space adjacent.
Space adjacent.
Branson was space adjacent. They're both space adjacent because they're not all the way out there.
So where are they going?
They're out there. Well, Branson was like in the section between where the atmosphere dissipates and it turns into space. Bezos is going a little bit farther, but only for a short period of time and then coming back.
Because Branson was out there for 15 minutes, correct?
Yeah, I think Bezos is only out there for like 5 or something, but he's going higher.
So Branson opened the door farther. And stepped one step in and was like, all right, I'm done.
Wow. Well, so what they're really setting up for, so everybody's clear, is they're setting up so that they can turn this into like a tourist outing.
Space tourism,
which is the precursor, in my opinion, for people getting condos out in space and living on space stations long term.
That's a fact.
Because, you know, they trying to vacate the planet. Y'all know that, right? Or, yeah. That's why they not worried about climate change, because they leaving. They trying to leave. The rich people trying to leave.
Good point.
Hundreds of people have signed up for this too. Like, even the thought of space travel, and they're like, yep, count me in. I'm in.
If I had the money, I'd sign up. Sign me up.
How much is it, Cass?
Low road trip.
I mean, I've heard
it's $250,000, right?
Yeah, starting at $250,000.
But that's just to hold your position?
No, that's what it's going to cost eventually. It's going to be one ticket to go up there, like for the 4 or 5 minutes or whatever it is. It's going to be $250,000.
Wow.
$250,000.
It's like buying a JetBlue seat. You buy the seat. You go for $250,000.
And it's, like an hour and a half to get there, right?
I think the whole trip
is, like Shani said, an hour and a half.
Okay. To get up there.
Because most of it is going up and coming back down.
Mm-hmm. So I'm watching the news right now live, and the Blue Origin crew is on board the rocket right now, and they're just waiting for the launch.
Yo, this is where y'all can focus on all that, and that's cute. I think it's cute.
Wow.
I'm going to tell y'all what I'm focused on.
What?
The movement.
I'm focused on the movement. Y'all caused all this chaos and bedlam down here that y'all could fix.
Yep.
With all the money you got, you could fix it. And you think you're going to be able to bounce out into the universe. Meanwhile, the whole time you've been trying to convince the population ain't nothing out there. That it ain't no other beings, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here recently, y'all want to start telling the truth.
Hold on. Speak on it.
Y'all want to start telling the truth about the other life forms.
And now that you're allowed, you're trying to set up a tourism business to go up. Now the Pentagon wants to release footage that shows that UFOs are actually real.
Talk to them.
And now revealing all these this different, because you might see something when you up there.
Fam.
And just in 2020 now, all of a sudden they let you know that UFOs are real.
So y'all understand what we're saying?
Right when we about to let you go upstairs, go outside and really see what's happening up here.
Yo, they're here, fam. They're probably listening to Ebro.
Yo, shout to the Balchinians, man.
They've been here.
There's a good chance one of those people in that room right now with you is an alien, Shawnee.
One of the in the room right with me? Right now?
Somebody on that floor. Somebody on that floor at the station.
Hey, yo, all you gotta do to believe in aliens is look at Juanito's feet.
That's a fact.
Juanito might be the alien.
Yo, I might look at Juanito's feet. He wearing a skin suit. That's an alien.
He was a Men in Black.
He was the one in Men in Black. During all of our election controversy and all the drama, guys, people just kind of were just like, there's an article sandwiched in between all this, you know, Trump
that UFOs.
Garbage. By the way, UFOs are real, guys, just so you know.
Here's some footage. We just want to leak it out, let it be known.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I saw Barack speaking about it recently, admitting that, there's a...
He's like, adapt an alien. No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't say that.
Listen, when they about to start space tourism.
Mm-hmm. The architects of the universe is watching, B.
You know the council.
You've been down here. You've been down here in this social experiment on planet Earth. They've been watching.
You ain't
just gonna get on a rocket and bounce about and not have to deal with the architects of the universe.
Exactly. Man. They know what it is. They setting you up.
My gosh.
So watch them.
It's happening though, guys. In a couple minutes, we'll see.
Yeah, in 5 minutes, he going to space.
There's an 18-year-old kid on there too.
A word. That's what's up.
And there's an 82-year-old woman too that was part of a. So back in the 60s, they had a control group of just women who they put through the same type of training as men to go up to the moon into space, but they never allowed the women to go.
Wow.
So one of those women, she's also on the flight. She's 82 years old.
No way. I didn't know that one.
Yeah. So it's her, Jeff Bezos, his brother, and the 18-year-old kid.
And the 18-year-old kid is just the son of a millionaire?
Gotta be, right?
Wow.
Yeah, big investment banker out in Europe.
If I was sitting on a bread, I'd go.
Interesting. Cast and Shawnee are out of here. Ebro?
I'm out of here.
Ebro,
I'm going to chill.
You going to chill?
I'm going to chill. I'm going to watch this play out for a second.
Yeah, I wouldn't go at first.
I'm not just going up to float around and come back down. If I go up, like they said, if it's up, I'm stuck. I'm staying up. You know what I'm saying? If it's up, then it's up. Right. I'm staying up.
That's your flash and light report. Time is 8:57, a high of 88 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. And I have Summer Jam tickets right now for caller number 9. 800-223-9797. Summer Jam tickets are for you.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on
Laura, what's the hottest video at the crib with Young Baby Light right now? Hottest vid.
So she loves, there's this channel on YouTube, it's called Hey Bear.
Hey Bear.
Hey Bear baby sensory videos. All it is, it's like dancing vegetables. Avocados, pineapples, and she like knows what her favorites are. Like she'll see the pineapple and she'll like smile or laugh and you know the peas come out. She's not really feeling the peas. Like
no, the peas is whack. Yo, baby, like yo, the peas been whack.
Pineapple loves
got a
it.
Character, you know what I'm saying?
Carrots come out dancing. All guys, it's just if you Google it, you're gonna be like, what is this?
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, all the parents that already lived this life are not reliving it just because you said Google. Because like, let me tell you something, those were some long days and nights when all your kid could watch and you couldn't watch anything else.
That's it.
You had to sit there and watch that with them.
Yep.
Because if you turn something else on,
It's too much.
It's too overstimulating.
Like, yeah, overstimulating. Mm-hmm. It's too graphic. You got to just deal with dancing watermelons.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Only thing that's good about where Young Baby Light is at is you could watch regular TV and she don't know what's going on.
Right.
Because in a couple of years, you're going to have to stop watching regular TV.
She's going to be like, what was that?
What did they say? What's that mean? What's going on with that?
Yeah. She's into that and Elmo. Course.
Elmo.
Elmo's world.
Yo, Elmo been rocking for a minute. Yo,
very consistent, that Elmo.
That voice?
Elmo's on fire.
Still on fire.
At least 15, 20 years he's
rocking out. Elmo, I'm so old, they didn't have Elmo when I was a kid. It was, who'd they have? Gonzo.
Ernie, Bert.
They had Gonzo. Ernie and Bert and Gonzo, Kermit, you know, all of that. Yo, you know I did watch, though, that was mad inappropriate?
What?
On Disney, you can watch old Muppet shows, the Muppets, like the original Muppets from when I was a kid.
That's not a cartoon, like the actual puppets.
It's the Muppet Show,
right?
Like with the puppets when they used to have characters on. Yo, fam, I was watching that with Issa. Issa loved it. She thought it was great. She was like, well, for a few days, a few weeks, she was like, yo, Dad, let's watch the Muppets. Mm-hmm. Yo, the content, though. The over-sexualization of women and the little adult humor was like, OD. I was like.
Because this was what, 80s?
Yeah.
90s?
No, 80s. 80s.
80s.
This is early 80s. This might even been the 70s.
Wow.
Yo, watch it.
It's no joke.
Yo, speaking of inappropriate, you ever notice, do y'all be paying attention to the inappropriate adult stuff they put in kids' shows? I mean, everybody always talks about SpongeBob. But in Space Jam 2, they worked extra hard to make Foghorn Leghorn, you know, the rooster.
Uh-huh.
Well, I declare, you know that rooster, with the chicken hawk and all of that?
Yes.
Foghorn Leghorn, you know how roosters have the little things that hang from their chin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made him look like a ball chinian.
Stop.
Super duper in Space Jam 2. I was like, wow. Y'all just gonna hang those from his chin like that? Nobody gonna say nothing?
I did not see that.
Y'all just gonna hang that from bro's chin like that and nobody gonna say nothing?
I can't.
Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. Call. It's Summer Jam time because DJ John is here.
It's DJ John.
Summer Jam.
DJ John.
Yo, John, you got the mask on the chin, huh? That's where you at today?
Yeah. Chin on the mask. Mask on the chin.
Chin.
I'm feeling good today.
A mask chinian.
Yeah, mask chinian.
Talk to us about these Summer Jam tickets. Who's on the set, B?
Oh, Migos, Meek Mill, A Boogie, closing out the show. Just added Polo G. Also added Da Baby.
Mm.
Oh, it's going to be a nice line of Swiss Beats doing a DMX tribute. It's going to be amazing, man. I'm trying to figure out which one's going to be my favorite to hit that stage. I'm trying to think. Megan and Friends, Drewski and Friends, Rosenberg Presents, The Real Late Show.
It's a lot of good moments, man. A lot.
And hold on. And my favorite part on the DJ set is Bobby Connors and Jabba. Hands down.
Yo, Bobby Connors and Jabba, when they step in there, it's crazy. But
yo, when yo, Jabba touched the middle of that stage and start hitting all them Caribbean tunes.
Yo, listen. What?
Jabba's the best host in the city. I'm sorry. It's like,
he kills
wow.
it.
Yo, big up Jabba.
Jabba's different. No one yeah. can touch Jabba.
Wow.
I, no, it's you don't even pay attention to what he's saying and how he builds up the tune and the level with Bobby. The synergy they put together.
Look, I appreciate nah, you. Right. I appreciate you saying this. I appreciate you saying this, but you know, there's some other people at work at this radio station that got something to say to you, man.
Right? They like, wait, hold up.
No, they're gonna
speak to you. They're gonna speak to you at Summer Jam.
Yo, what about me though? What about
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
they're
gonna speak to you, Juanito. You up here picking sides like that? Wow. Right.
But not Jabba.
Because you don't think you don't think Camilo builds up the audience.
Not no, like it's different.
And Jabba.
Bobby's job is different, man.
Yeah, he different. Listen, they different. And, I'm different. Sure a lot of people here will admit that, yo, they different.
Yeah, they different.
Jabba is different.
Jabba is truly a talented MC for sure.
Oh, he's incredible.
I've seen him take crowds that didn't really know how to deal with the energy and make them.
Oh, but y'all don't think Flex builds up the audience? That's what y'all saying Jabba over Flex?
Jabba's talk game is
y'all saying Camilo? Y'all saying Jabba over Camilo?
Let me say this. Hey, you're doing what? Such a bad instigator. You're just horrible, bro. You're a horrible instigator.
I might take Jabba over the field when it comes to just getting on the mic and just being like, hi. I'll take a Jabba over the field.
Jabba got it.
Yo, Jabba and Bobby bodied, I'm not going to say, pass X. Like, they just washed them out. Like, it's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, if you're a performance...
Yo, Juanito, man, I can't believe you're doing this. He's at going the station causing this division.
Reel it back in, okay?
What? Yo, you're causing this division.
Big up Jabba and
so, what you saying? What you saying? Young Chow don't get up there and do his thing? He don't warm up the crowd and go into his soca sets and all that?
Did Chow ever touch the main stage?
Oh, wow, that's how you doing Chow?
I'm serious. I've been working, so I've always miss... Look at a lot of
Abadi, 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 Abadi.
I'm dead ass. Chow's my brother. Chow gets busy. I've seen Chow get busy.
But.
Him and Magic get busy.
But.
No buts. Yo, C bodies the stage.
Yo.
C's my favorite too. Oh, man. Cass my favorite.
Yo, he's trying to play cleanup. This is awkward. This is super awkward.
No. It's not an awkward moment.
Yeah,
yo, you know what I'm missing now? You remember those plastic bags?
Okay, all right.
I've been finding a shortage in plastic bags. I can't find them anywhere. So I've been stealing them from
turn
my
his mic off
guy.
Until he answers the question. Get rid of this guy. I just wanted to see how far he would keep going. Poor Juanito. Who's on the line? Shiny Culture to win these Summer Jam tickets and be smarter, clearly smarter than DJ John.
Rosenberg's not my favorite.
Wow.
We got Patricia on the line.
Patricia.
Yo, Patricia, good morning.
Good morning.
Yo, isn't it awkward when your coworkers start bringing up people and how they did when they're not at the job anymore?
Where's Rosenberg?
A little, yeah.
It's always awkward, right? When they're like, yo, this person was great. That person don't even work there no more.
Where's Rosenberg at?
Yo, Juanito's an idiot.
You're gone too far.
All right, pay attention. Laura Stiles got a question for you. Answer super fast.
Okie dokie. All right, here's your question. Okay, can you tell us, Megan Thee Stallion, she's on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Looking amazing. Can you tell us, what is Megan Thee Stallion's fan base called?
Hotties.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
that's a tough question. I didn't know that.
Oof. You didn't know Megan Thee Stallion was the hotties?
Nah,
hotties.
She's like, what is she
I
like?
Knew the it, just that I said.
He knew it. He playing with you.
DJ John.
Yes.
Megan Thee Stallion has four dogs. What are their names?
Oh.
It's pretty easy. Fluffy.
Nope, wrong.
Gerbil.
Gerbil. You sound crazy.
Keep going.
German and baby.
Her dogs are called Faux, Dose, 5, and 10.
Fee, 5, Faux, Thumb? What?
4, 2, 5, and 10.
Pretty much, yep.
What? Oh, in Spanish. Oh.
Well, just dos.
Oh.
There's only one Spanish.
One Spanish.
Damn, Juanito. Deuces. What's the lady's name again?
Patricia.
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 You are in Summer Jam. Patricia, you ever been to Summer Jam?
Thank you. No, I've never been to Summer Jam.
First Summer Jam with Migos and Meek Mill, the baby.
It's gonna be my birthday.
Oh, wow. And August 22nd, your birthday?
Wow.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Yo, nice I love that. Celebrate.
That's cool,
thank
right
you.
There.
Thank
that's
you.
Super cool. Yo, let's go. Remix time.
Yo.
Birthday time.
Yo, time for some action.
DJ John.
She go into Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
She go into Summer Jam.
Patricia.
Time for some action.
Patricia.
She won it from DJ John.
Summer Jam.
Time for some action.
Summer Jam.
Now she go to Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
She go in the Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
She go in the Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
She go in the Summer Jam.
Yo, flashing lights time. Let's do it right now. Laura Styles in the building.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Thank you, Patricia. Happy birthday.
I guess more rollouts for this Kanye West situation. Pusha T posted yesterday, Kanye West presents Donda, a listening event in at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. This is happening July 22nd. So he's hosting a special listening session at the stadium. Interesting. I wonder if he's going to continue in moving him around, because he had one in Vegas that was private at the church. Now one in Atlanta. I wonder if this is the last one.
Kanye West. Kanye West is trying to—he's on his—he's on his redemption tour right now.
I like it.
Is he going to be successful?
Yeah, I think he always gets like we want to give him a shot. Often, like
well, even he put after in a lot of great. He's put in a lot of great musical work. I think this album. Listen, we talked about it yesterday. Kanye West, outside of music, his political shenanigans and all this other stuff has turned a lot of people off.
Yes.
But I also want everybody to remember Kanye West is about to drop them Gap clothes. Remember that whole Gap clothing line?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's right on the horizon somewhere. And so the music is always a precursor to a whole marketing moment.
Right. And I think the thing is, like, we want to give him a pass because he hasn't really... I don't think he's offended anybody or did anything to anybody. He's just played himself, right?
Well, no, he's offended people.
Yeah,
he hasn't.
What
he hasn't physically harmed anyone.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's what you.
That's
mean.
What I mean. Like, so it's like if you're playing yourself, maybe there's an opportunity for you to redeem. I think he could get some redemption.
Right. He doesn't have like sexual assault allegations. Is what
right.
you're saying. He hasn't shot anybody.
Right. Just so, uplifting white supremacists.
Bad judgment. bad judgment.
It.
But he could clean that up. In some ways, hopefully, I think, kind of.
But that's one, thing, in a way. One thing about Kanye, makes great music, so let's see, man. Let's see.
Now, Laura, at your crib, is there excitement around the Kanye West release?
My man is a Kanye fan. He's not for the political shenanigans, and he was very, very hurt by all of it. But he does want to hear the music. I'm curious about the music, too.
I think everybody wants to hear
the music. Yeah.
So
we'll see. In other news... You know, this makes me think the original, like one of the originals, because of reality shows. Keisha Cole, you know, remember Keisha Cole's reality show on BET, guys?
Yeah.
We all followed and watched her story.
With her mom, Frankie.
With her mother, Frankie, and her family. Well, Keisha Cole's biological mother, Frankie, just passed away.
Mm.
And this story is so sad because she died on her birthday. And she had been struggling with addiction for a really long time. I mean, if you remember, you know, Frankie had given up Keisha to her family members when she was really young during the darkest times of her life. And then with the reality show, we saw her kind of reunite with her biological mother, and Keisha really wanted to have a relationship with her. So, but unfortunately, she relapsed and she died of an overdose on her birthday. How heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's sad, yo.
Damn.
Yeah, man. But, you know, even Keisha's ex-husband, certain people, Keisha hasn't spoken up yet. I thought she did, but it was her sister. A family member has just been, you know, posting things. It's her mother, biological mother, how broken everyone is. It's so sad. And Keisha always believed in her mom, always pushed her, you know what I mean? For her, you know, supported her during her sober moments. So I think she had been sober for 60 days until she relapsed. Addiction is a real thing, man. It's so real.
Well, and also, too, when you have, I read that Keisha Cole's brother was, like, checking on the mom every day and really helping her stay sober and really, like, working hard. And it sounds like, as you articulated, Laura, this is a lifetime of addiction.
Yeah.
Because Keisha Cole's mom and dad had to let Keisha Cole be raised by family members.
Yeah.
So
sending her a lot of love, man. That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 8 a.m. High of 88 degrees. Alternate side parking rooms are suspended for Eid.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.